Hare Krishna. To put first things first, stop putting things first. Put first things first is a popular and sensible self-help slogan. It urges us to prioritize those things that are actually important for us, because there are so many things that demand our attention and time. And if less important things take away our time, then our more important things get neglected. So put things first is a valuable guideline. But it does not answer some important relevant questions. That is, what things are first things? And on what basis is the firstness of those things ascertained? That means, on what basis do we decide these are the most important things, these are less important things? Is it that different people will have different criteria? That I consider this thing important, you consider that thing important. And it's all relative. So it's true that different people will consider different things important because all of us are different. We have a different psychophysical nature. And therefore certain things are going to be different in our likes, in our priorities. But beyond our differences, at our core, we are all similar. We are all souls. We are all parts of God. And we can find lasting happiness only by loving and serving Krishna. So the whole purpose of life, the most important thing in life, the first thing in life is to progress towards attaining that love. Without attaining that love, whatever else we may achieve, it can neither provide a lasting satisfaction, nor can it save us from continuing to suffer in the miserable cycle of birth and death, samsara chakra. So, when cultivating devotion to Krishna is so important, why do we tend to neglect it? If it is the first thing, then why does it not remain the first thing in our life? That misdirection of our priorities, misdirection of our energies, happens because we tend to put things first. Things here refers to physical, material things. Okay, especially it refers to possessions and wealth, and it refers to sense objects and sensual pleasures. The Bhagavad Gita 2.44 mentions Bhogaishwarya Pasaktanam Tayapaharita Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadhauna Vidhiyate. So, Bhog Aishwarya. So, Bhog is sense gratification. Aishwarya is opulence, material wealth. So, Prasaktanam, when we become attached to them, then Taya Apaharita Chetasam. Our consciousness is abducted by them. That means whenever we see some opportunity for sensual indulgence, opportunity for monetary acquisition, then that just catches our consciousness. And Apaharita Chetasam. And because of that, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. The one-pointed intelligence that is needed. Samadhav Navidhiyate. It just doesn't come about. Navidhiyate. So, our material attachments whittle away our spiritual determination. They chip away, erode away. They dissolve and destroy our spiritual determination. So, what can we do about this? No, we can't get rid of our attachments overnight. We can't break free from them immediately. But we can surely prevent them from dominating our consciousness constantly. That means that it's not that greed or lust are round the clock tormenting us. They come in phases. So there are times when we have opportunities to practice devotional service, to fix the mind on Krishna, to render service to Him. And if we grab these opportunities, capitalize these opportunities gratefully and enthusiastically, doing as much as we can, then that contact with Krishna will purify us. And by that purification, gradually we'll get the inner strength. And by that inner strength, we'll be able to say no to attachments and say yes to Krishna. And as our connection with Krishna will become stronger and steadier, then we will relish more and more the sweetness of devotion without being interrupted by material distractions. And then we'll march straight towards Krishna, who is the source of sublime and everlasting sweetness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.